After less than a year as one of Kelowna International Airport's low-cost carrier airlines, Lynx Air will no longer be flying people to and from Vancouver through YLW. You know, the airlines are not going to stay in a market very long if they're not seeing a return. There's a cost associated with operating the aircraft into these locations, so they're going to look at how demand plays out and then move their assets out when they need to, said YLW Airport Director Sam Samadar. Lynx Air tells Castanet that while the Vancouver to Kelowna route ends, the summer capacity to YLW will remain the same with 4 weekly flights. From time to time, when we are looking at air service, airlines based on market demand will add in or drop off flights, so this really isn't anything unusual at this point in time, continued Samadar. If you look at the service between Kelowna and Vancouver, it's certainly well served when you look at the number of airlines that are servicing that route. But in terms of Lynx, they are operating twice a week to Calgary, and coming in April they will be offering service out of Toronto, Calgary to Kelowna and return. When asked if the decision by Lynx Air would have a trickle-down effect on other low-cost carriers cutting flights, YLW had this to say. No, I don't see that at all. We are the 10th busiest airport in the country, and there's certainly a demand for a variety of air carriers and types in our market, and we are predominantly a leisure market, so those kinds of point-to-point services that are offered by low-cost carriers fit well into this marketplace. Kelowna International Airport will continue to provide daily service to YVR through alternate carriers such as Air Canada, WestJet, Air North and Central Mountain Air.